It's
so, without too much more, here is Edison Rex to take over for the next section. Thanks.
Thank you, Alan. You've done absolutely splendidly. You know, Alan was the one who did the entire schedule for this event and went through multiple revisions and set up meetings for us and organized us and made order where there was a lot of chaos. This has been a big show to put together. I really want to thank Kaja for putting as much of this together as she did. And Planetaire and Christine have been wonderful with their help, and the DMR has been extremely helpful in getting us put together and on the server and got me through my technical bits. I've been doing my technical bits now for about 6 hours here, and I'm going to continue on. We're going to go ahead and play a little bit more ambient. Some of this is ambient. I just noticed as I was going through it, some of it isn't quite so ambient, but the first one is. This is Ali Sendar. And tell you a little bit about Ali Sendar. Title of this is Movement One, and he's been composing for about 14 years with these complex chords that he uses. And he's active in the Guild of Messengers, and he hopes everybody will find this piece enjoyable. So, because if you don't, he'll eat you. There you go. Anyway, here we go. Ali Sendar. That was Ali Sendar's Movement One from Ali Sendar. It was asked in Corel what he used. He used Sibelius 7 to do all of that. And he might be around at some point. Next up, we're going to do four tunes from Christian Walther. And I've got something here. He's been in the cabin since Until Uru, and he's been a Myst fan for even longer. He's best known for his programming and graphics work. If you're using that little mouse cursor in the game right now, that's his. In the past, he's tried to learn more about music and has never gotten very far. Says he seems that his brain just isn't wired for that. During one of these phases, he made these tunes and published them on the internet. And that at the time he was just getting acquainted with. They're obviously far from professional, and he doesn't consider them great achievements, but he thinks they're fun. And if you don't take them too seriously, which I think is about right, they're really cool tunes. So I'm going to go right ahead and play the first two of them. The first one's called Almanac, and the second one is called Nimbus.
Ba 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 ba
That was Christian Walter, and it was two of his songs. So I'm going to play two more. Next two are Panthalassa and Zagoro Korya.
Thank you.
And that was Christian Walter. Give him a big round of applause. He did really good on these. I thought these were great. The last two are Panthalassa and Zagorakoria. We're going to move right on. We have a lot of music up. We're going to keep going. Make sure you give to the Cavern, the CavCon. I know it's high now, but it never stays high. They always need the money. And if we can get it up above 5.0, we unlock achievements. So, Delanor was invited to Denis by Zandi in January 2004 and has been a frequent cavern explorer ever since. His musical career started when, as a teenager, he picked up his father's guitar. His father, a gypsy jazz guitarist, showed him a few chords, but Delanor was not interested. He wanted to make crazy psychedelic sounds. However, the guitar in question was a simple acoustic one, and digital modeling had yet to be invented. In spite of this, Delanor succeeded in creating the sounds he wanted by sliding all kinds of household objects over the guitar strings. Another favorite was hitting the strings hard with chopsticks. These noises were recorded by a tape recorder with a built-in echo unit and subsequently sped up or slowed down. The result did not sound like a guitar at all. Mission accomplished. It is a good thing that Delanor's father never found out how the boy was mistreating his poor guitar. Well, until now, that is. Years later, he did learn how to play guitar properly, from soaring rock solos to gentle acoustic finger picking. There we go. His thirst for strange sounds remained, though, and was eventually quenched by music software. So these are all created on a computer using virtual instruments. No real instruments were touched in the process. So we're going to get started with Shell 415 Puzzle Solved, then Ship of the Desert, and we'll get going. Thank you. Right, and here we are. Going to do a few more songs here from Delanoir. Next up, Stream of Unconsciousness, followed by The Cavern of Illusions. Thank you. That lovely stuff there was De Lenore. And the last two you heard were Stream of Unconsciousness, and that beautiful one at the end there was The Cavern of Illusions. And you should give them a very big hand. Lovely, lovely stuff. Now, we heard a little bit of Guimas before. There were a couple of tunes that Alan had played earlier, and I have two more. They're slightly more meditative, and so I'm not going to go through his bio again. We all know. But the two songs here, and I'm going to play them together, Qui Parle and Sonho Tranquilo.
I want you.
give Grimus a big round of applause for those last two. Very nice guitar. There's Kipariu and Sono Tranquilo. And from an album called Pau de l'Eau. Next up, Harvey Midnight. He didn't give me much of a bio here, so I'm just going to go with the names of the songs. He's 100% amateur, is what he says, and that they're not published or released on any album or anything. So take them as they come. First one is called Missed Your Call, and the second one is Every Time. You're listening to Dunipalooza. This is, for all of our cavern friends, cavern music for all of us in the cavern. I was just decided, since we got a little time, might be nice to talk about these songs that Harvey Midnight has done. He was talking about that song we just listened to, which is called Missed Your Call. This is kind of my response to the song Phone Call by John Brown on the soundtrack to the film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. The guitar part is supposed to sound like an old 1960s synthesizer called a talent maker. There's some Mellotron samples in there, too, giving it a very retro feel. That weird harmonic effect with the guitar was something he did by accident one day, pitch-shifting a loop. He liked it so much he decided to use it in a song. Now, the other songs here, the next one up, is called Every Time, and this is one where he sets out to create an artificial world music song. I think he snuck in some Indian drum samples and Japanese koto, along with some synths. And after that, he's going to do, Triumph. This is one where he used a technique that was created by Brian Eno. So he wrote three short pieces of music and set them to repeat at different speeds, causing them to randomly overlap at different points, creating new harmonies and dissonance. And then the last one that we'll play is Shadow of the Rain. And he was mainly playing around, but he likes how it turned out. So that sounds very genuine to me. These are wind chime samples, and again, he did that Brian Eno thing with the notes repeating at different intervals to overlap randomly, and then he has a sample-based Middle Eastern flute synth in the background. So, and all the samples that he used are from freeware VSTi instruments, if anybody knows what a VSTi is, and I do, or else given away as shareware and should be royalty-free, which is kind of cool, too. You know, we got a little bit more time. I'd like to invite my cohorts who've been keeping me company online. We've got Alan still here, Planetary still here, and Kaja's here. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Verified Kaja here.
Kaja, you're going to tell us something about other ways to donate.
Yeah, can you hear me?
She should be there, yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Kaja. Getting PMs one after the other. When am I going to speak? I would like to take a minute just to thank everybody who, especially the ones that pushed me along with this project. It was not easy, and I had much support. And not just from my colleagues here who are helping with the tech side of this, but many friends telling me just to go ahead. I wanted to thank you and let you know that it is a CavCon event, and you can donate in many ways here. And I know that there are so many people here that do different things that contribute their assets to the community here. They volunteer their time. They do different activities, all for your enjoyment. You don't necessarily have to donate by way of check or PayPal or credit card. There are so many ways that you can donate. Every day I try to get a new player to hang around. I know that there's some people here that I have helped along the way and said hello.
Yes, me for one.
Just say hello to a person as they enter the cavern into the plaza, and it just makes them feel so welcome. I've heard that from several people now, that just by saying hello, they felt that they were part of it. I want you to know that there's other ways that you can donate, but again, this is a CavCon event, and if you can, please do. It can only enhance the game for us, and as we do this exciting event here, I hope you'll think about that and see how you can contribute. So, with that,
hey,
from the microphone.
Hey, let's say hello to everybody here, and thanks for all you guys being in the cavern today. And I want to mention that we've got 76 listeners right now. Thanks to every one of you for being here and participating and taking part and listening in and spending your Sunday with us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you all. We're aiming for a record number of listeners and hopefully also for a record number of people in Kirrell. What are we up to? We had, I think, a peak of 60-odd. Let's see if we can push it past 70 to 80 or so, with everybody lagging so much that nobody can dance.
I've been seeing quite a bit of dancing.
Yeah, let's. If you're having a good time today, everybody give a jump.
Two of us. Come on, let's try that again. Jump, everyone.
All room jump. He's really listening.
Yeah, it's lunchtime somewhere.
There we go. Right. Yeah, two of them are sitting down.
They're saying, oh, they're just talking. Let's go get something to eat.
Potty break.
Now they're all jumping. Yay.
Okay. There we go. Good to see.
All right, I'm going to continue.
All right, back to you.
Yeah, I think I'll continue this little program. So we were in the middle of Harvey Midnight, and we just done Missed Your Call. I'm going to do that one that's called Every Time Now. Thank you. And that was called Every Time by Harvey Midnight. And he calls it phony world music, which I think is very modest. I really like that. Next up is Shadow of the Rain. This is, again, Harvey Midnight. And I think we talked a little bit about this one. This is the one, I was playing around with this one, and it's a little bit wind chimey and Eno-y. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was called Shadow of the Rain. Harvey Midnight. And next is another Harvey Midnight called Triumph. And I think we just said this was a three short pieces of music to repeat a la Brian Eno. Let's just listen to it. I quite like his stuff.
Thank you.